T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
McLean.
Sing me.
McLean. Yeah, that's his name.
I'll wear it out.
Bob McLean. You got us rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling. Bob McLean. Bob McLean.
Aha! The moment has once again arrived when we enter into the bonus hour. Yep. Bobby Mack Show, hour number 4, but fear not. We do the same thing in this one we did in the preceding 3 hours. Let's do that. Just grab your phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. If you prefer texting, that is perfectly okay. Just use the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. And my email address remains, as always, bob@1063word.com. In on the text line, referencing back to today's edition of ATF, Amazing True Facts, Bobby, it's horrible to have known someone for so long that you're embarrassed to ask their name at that point. Even worse is when someone enthusiastically greets you by name, you have no idea what their name is. Yeah, gotcha. Bobby, speaking of, again, referencing back to ATF, heavy metal, headbanger music at the Super Bowl, Disturbs cover of The Sound of Silence is awesome, Bobby. Funny you should mention that, because Moneypenny was playing it for me just the other day. I don't know how we got on. How did we get on the discussion of that anyhow? I'm trying to remember.
I have no clue. But everyone, Bob, had never heard it. Yeah. He has now.
Yeah, that's right. I hadn't heard it. And it is pretty cool, pretty good. That's an interesting song that somebody would take to cover.
It's an eerie rendition. Yeah.
Sounds of Silence. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Come to call on you again. Bobby, sorry. I think in an earlier text I called you Mom. I wasn't wearing my glasses. And besides, there's that dang spell check thing. I hate that. Hate that spell check. I'm sorry. I came in on the end of that text message again. It's from Alan R. in Spartanburg. Bobby Mack, haven't heard all the show today. Did you ever get a chance to read the email I sent yesterday at 6:24 p.m.? I had a follow-up thought to send after you see the email. If you need me to, I'll resend it. Thank you. Okay, good deal. I have not had a chance to look at it yet. Bobby, not only am I horrible at remembering names, my memory is so bad, I can hide my own Easter eggs. That's not good. From Tony in Pickens, I think. Bobby, there's nothing wrong with your memory. It's the recaller that is broken. Precisely correct. See, I have contended for the longest time that if I am searching the data files to find the pertinent piece of information that I'm looking for, it's going to take me substantially longer than somebody that's 18 years old, because there is so much more data that's stored in the cloud. And it has to be sorted through in the proper order before you find the relevant fact that you were looking for, you know. And sometimes the recaller just works, its way through the files at its own speed. Oh, here's the other one about Mom. I have a hard time remembering names to sew to remedy that I associate their name with an object or a famous person. Works pretty good most of the time. That's the one that came in where it said, sorry, I called you mom. It was spell check. It was spell check. They got me. Ay, ay, ay. Anything else on the text line that I haven't caught up? Oh, yeah. Hey, Bobby Mack, is Hillary channeling the Commodores? You know, once, twice, three times a loser. Jackie in Simpsonville. Bobby, this just in. Breaking news. Uh-oh, breaking news. Why are the breaking news theme? There we go, yeah. Breaking news. Phone transcripts show that President Trump pressured Jake at State Farm for lower rates.
That's so much malarkey.
Yeah, it is. Okay, that catches me up. Oh, wait a minute. No, I thought I was, and I just noticed. Yep, new messages. Bobby, watch the video of the figure skaters who use the sound of silence as their music. Spectacular. I'll do that. Facebook, I'm guessing, right?
YouTube.
Oh, YouTube. Okay. Bobby, my 22-month-old daughter's favorite word is mommy. I'm trying to get her to say daddy. Well, she just started singing Bob. Thanks to the Rise Guys rendition of the Beach Boys song. Laugh out loud. What was your first word? Mom. What was your second word? Bob. Okay. Bobby, I liked the president's remarks today about getting out of Syria, saying we can't be there forever and stressing the soldiers who died. But I wish he would have said that the UN or NATO or China or some countries close in the region should step up now with what's going on with Turkey. Isn't that what those alliances are for? What, are we the only ones capable of policing the world? Fair question. And I believe that does catch me up. Now then, those of you who listen to the show for a while know that I'm kind of a car geek. I love car stuff. The first ever mid-engine Corvette is about to come out. If they ever settle the stupid GM strike, they'll build it. Has a starting price of just under $60,000, $59,995. But the first one that Chevy builds will sell for much more than that. As has become a tradition in recent years, the initial car off the line will be auctioned at a Barrett Jackson event to raise money for charity. This time around, it will take place at January's auction in Scottsdale, Arizona. Should be plenty of proceeds because the last front-engine Corvette was auctioned by Barrett Jackson in June and went for $2.7 million. The charity earmarked this year is the Detroit Children's Fund, and according to the FREEP, the Detroit Free Press, that car has yet to be built due to the ongoing UAW, United Auto Workers strike, which has also delayed the start of production for the mid-engine model at the Bowling Green, Kentucky factory that's been the Corvette's home since 1981. So the last front-engine Corvette still hadn't been built. And the first of the next-gen obviously hasn't either. When it does get around to building Corvette VIN number 001, it'll be a Stingray equipped with the Z51 performance package, which goes 0 to 60 in under 3 seconds. But there's a lot of cars that do that now. What's that Dodge? Not the Challenger, the Hellcat. What's that thing got? Something like 900 horsepower, something ridiculous. With the Z51 performance package. Base price for that particular configuration, just under $65,000, $64,995. But when you stop and consider the performance characteristics of this new Corvette and some of the more recent ones as well, To find another car that can duplicate that kind of performance, you're going to be spending probably upwards of $300,000. So, you know, mid-engine Corvette's going to be a steal by comparison. 16 after 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Got to take a quick break here. When I come back on the other side, there's an annual event coming up that if you have a trailer and it is unmarked, has no kind of identifying marks on it, that's a real target for thieves. Sheriff Chuck Wright is going to join me on the other side. We'll talk about what they're doing to try and cut down on these trailer thefts, which have been rampant. Be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 6:22. We're getting to that time of the year, Moneypenny. See the sun angle there against the windows where you're out on 85, you know, and you come over the hill. You're going northbound on 85, and you come over the hill and suddenly blinded. Holy cow. Whoever designed that interstate did not design it for this time of year. And in the springtime, get you the other way as well. It's nasty. Joining me this afternoon on the program, my friend, the Sheriff of Spartanburg County, Sheriff Chuck Wright. Sheriff, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing super good. How are you?
I am doing, as somebody says, probably better than I deserve.
Yeah, I know that guy.
I was mentioning, Chuck, before we went to the break, there are a lot of people all over the upstate that have trailers that they use for various things. And many of those that you see on the road have no kind of markings whatsoever. And that pretty much is kind of running around with a target on your back, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And for whatever reason, they stopped making people register or put tags on trailers a few years ago. And even though that's a big help and a savings to us, you know, you have to... I need a way of identifying your trailer should we find it if it gets missing.
Sure.
Or misplaced, or somebody grabs the wrong trailer. You know, I'm just trying to be nice here, you know.
Right. Oh, I thought that one was mine. My bad.
Yeah, we do this trailer identification project that we do. We try to do it two or three times a year.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing... is we're doing it at the Boiling Springs Middle School. It's free of charge. It's this coming Saturday, October the 12th, from 9 to 3 p.m.
Okay.
So what you do is you come out there, you just bring your trailer, come out there, and we'll provide you with a number. We'll stamp it on your trailer so we can identify your trailer if it gets missing.
Right.
We can put the Sheriff's Department's numbers that we have on it, so that we can keep it in our personal files. We can also put your driver's license number on it. So it really didn't matter. But we confiscate a lot of trailers and have no clue who they belong to because there's no identifiers on them.
Right. And no way to...
We're going
to
do this for free. Yeah, there's no way for us to know. And people will say, well, I got a certain chain on it. And I'm like, well, everybody's got a certain chain on
well,
it.
Right. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's just really easy to come up there. They're very efficient. There'll be a couple of them going at the same time. You know, last time we did like 300 trailers.
And, wow.
You know, it was great. Yeah. And we have more people. You know, people buy these little trailers to pull their lawnmowers or motorcycles.
Sure.
Whatever it is.
Yep.
And it don't matter if it's a big enclosed trailer or if it's a small open trailer. We're happy to put your numbers on it. And we'll even spray something over it, you know, so that it won't rust and what have you. But it's just very smart to identify your stuff.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I see so many of those trailers around in my neighborhood because there are so many guys I know a lot of firemen especially will have a business on the side doing groundskeeping and lawn work and the like, and those trailers. And
that's great.
Unless they have a sign on them for whatever the name of their lawn mowing or groundskeeping company is, you know, something happens, it's just gone. In fact, I think it's been probably 3, maybe 4 years ago now, Chuck, my neighbor across the street, who does some various work on homes, has one of those small open trailers, probably the kind you're talking about that, that you end up seeing so much. And I don't think that one had an identifying number on it, and it was left in the driveway. And, you know, you come back and, wow, what do you know? Houdini came by and made it disappear.
Yeah, no kidding. Let me tell you something. The way we do it in Spartanburg County is I told our guys, anytime you see somebody later in the evening after dark and they pull in a trailer, I want you to try to find out a way to pull them over and just identify and make sure that that's their stuff.
Yeah.
I've had one person complain about that, one.
Right.
And sure enough, 2 weeks later, his trailer got stolen. And he called me and he says, man, he said, your guys found my trailer before I even knew it was stolen. And he said, I'm sorry I got on to you about it. I said, well, that's all right.
Yeah.
But,
well,
but,
look.
I mean, we're just trying to be proactive, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say. You guys are being proactive in doing this. And you're not harassing anybody. You're trying to protect a legitimate trailer owner like this guy that didn't even know it was gone.
Yeah, that's true. And our deputies, man, they just, you know, we got some of the greatest deputies that ever worked in law enforcement. And I'm so proud to work with them. But, you know, the NCIB, the insurance company, they gave us this thing. And it's an expensive little tool, but it's very efficient. And it'll take you longer to fill out the paperwork than it will to get your trailer stamped.
How does that stamping device work, Sheriff?
Well, it's like an engraver, but it takes it into the metal.
Right.
And plants it into the metal. So, you know, you can do it right there on the tongue. You can do it somewhere where, you know, right there on the side, somewhere where nobody really pays it any attention.
Mm-hmm.
I have that number put on my trailer plus my driver's license number so that if somebody, you know, like if they find it in Georgia, I got SCDL number. And so they can run my DL number and find out exactly who I am, where I live, and, you know, those kind of things.
Yeah, like the old saying that I just made up, that too much information is almost enough.
Yeah, almost. Almost.
So this is going to be Saturday, Boiling Springs Middle School, and you guys will be there from 9 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon, and it's absolutely free.
That's correct.
So, you know, what have you got to
lose? Absolutely free.
Yeah, bring your trailer by and get it marked for identification. I mean, I mark my golf ball for identification, Chuck, so...
Well, yeah, I have to mark mine because when you go in the woods, you know, low light and all that good stuff. So.
Yeah. No, but, not
this
me.
This is just one of the ways that we're trying to keep up with being proactive in the community and to give back to the community.
Well, there's a full-time job, right?
Yes, sir.
Sheriff Chuck Wright. Sheriff, always a pleasure to talk with you, sir. Thank you for what you and your staff all your deputies do on a daily basis, and pass along from us that we appreciate their service.
Yes, thank you very much. Did you get that video I sent you the other day?
Oh, I did, yeah. And, you know, that was great stuff. I'm going to have to transfer that over from my phone so that I can play that on the show. It's a video of Nancy Pelosi talking about how you go about constructing a conspiracy and turning it into a big deal. Yeah.
Well, she's a nutbag.
Yeah. No.
So you know.
And that's
I'd be happy to tell her if I can ever get to talk to her, but I ain't never seen her.
Yeah, you and me both. Well, she was here the other day, but she wasn't interested in talking to me, Chuck. I don't know why.
She didn't invite me either.
No.
I don't know why that was.
I can't imagine. Sheriff Chuck Wright, always fun to talk to you, Sheriff, and thanks for what you and your folks do.
Appreciate you very much, Mr. Bobby. Thank you, buddy.
My pleasure. Thank you, Sheriff. I'm going to take a quick break for the news. Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. Still ahead is today's edition of Boneheads and the News. That's on the way next.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey, easy there, easy. What do you think this is, the Super Bowl?
Rock on, brother.
6:37, 23 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. I know what that caller was asking about, Moneypenny. It was Josiah Magnuson's town hall event that's coming up. Yeah, go to a caller was asking about discussion of the problems with Lake Bowen and Spartanburg Water District. Go to the website or the Facebook page, probably would be better, for Josiah Magnuson, M-A-G-N-U-S-O-N, I believe is how it's spelled. But you put it in and it'll find it. State Representative Josiah Magnuson, he is having a town hall coming up, and that's where he's going to discuss some legislation that is pertaining to the problems around the lake. Okay, good. Finally came back to me. Because he was asking for information about it, and we thought perhaps he'd heard something in a newscast, but actually something I was talking about yesterday on the program. Sometimes the stuff gets recycled. Okay, here we go. Time for today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Well, let's see. Let's begin Boneheads today in Arkansas. And, you know, hiding something in plain sight isn't always the best strategy. Take the case of 38-year-old Jessica Kropp. Got pulled over in northern Arkansas for an expired registration on her tag. By the way, turned out she also did not have insurance. Did I mention she was driving on a suspended license? Well, she kept pleading with the cop not to tow her car. Turned out, though, that was the least of her worries because while the cops were talking to her, they noticed a small white bow in her hair. It wasn't a real bow. It was actually a bag of meth. There was a pink rubber band around the middle, which gave the bag a bow-like shape. It was attached to her hair with a bobby pin that she was a vision to see. She claimed, "I don't know what that is. Somebody else must have put that there." No, that dog's not going to hunt either. She also had multiple bags of meth in her purse, along with a THC vape pen and another pen loaded with THC and meth. That's going to be good stuff. She's facing charges for possession of meth with intent to deliver and a bunch of other charges as well. This poor guy, we just wanted to put this guy in Boneheads today because, well, he makes us laugh. He went in for a pedicure, but his feet are ticklish.
Oh, baby. All right. All right. Okay.
All right. Yeah, good luck.
Look at your own foot.
I can't look.
Keep it like a person would keep their foot.
Oh, this one is. Oh, wait.
I'm so sorry.
I can't do the pedicure. Too ticklish. Yeah, I know the feeling. I was so ticklish as a kid. Other kids used to hold me down and tickle me just to hear me laugh. It was like torture. I got even eventually. Well, somebody in San Jose, California stole a duffel bag. Unbeknownst to them, they didn't realize it belonged to a reptile breeder and was filled with snakes.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
Yeah, well, it was snakes. No word on what happened to the bag of snakes, other than the fact it was probably pretty quickly dispensed with. How about this poor guy? He's working along. He's a carpenter in Texas. He almost died last month when he accidentally shot himself in the heart with a nail gun. Wow.
Something told me to pull the nail. I reached down, pulled the nail out, put my hand up, and thought, I'm going to die.
He says, you know, if I'm calling, it's bad.
He was framing up a wall. I was walking around, I heard him go, ow. And he came back and he said he shot a framing nail right into his chest. It's right about the heart.
We knew that Aaron was in a lot of trouble.
I know Liz. I know Aaron. She was here when the program started. It was tough.
When Hodges walked through the door and hugged me and told me that he was out and that he was doing fine, that's when I knew that Aaron was going to be okay.
And I can't be thankful enough for what they did.
Yeah, as it turns out, the fact that he immediately yanked the nail out may have actually saved him. And since it is Boneheads in the news, here's our totally unnecessary reenactment of the nail gun accident. Shot through the heart. Yeah, well, I said it was totally unnecessary, after all. You know, it's always good to see TSA doing the job they're supposed to be doing. Woman named Emily Mai, M-E-I, just tweeted a video from when TSA at LAX in Los Angeles stopped her. Why do they stop her? Because she had 20 bags of Flaming Hot Cheetos in her carry-on. Can you imagine? 20 bags of Flaming Hot Cheetos. It was in her Louis Vuitton carry-on, which is funny enough by itself. She says she had all the bags because she was going to visit friends in South Korea, and Flamin' Hot Cheetos are hard to come by there. So they said, hey, bring us some Flamin' Hot Cheetos. But the TSA, ever vigilant, thought it was suspicious that all she had in her bags were the Cheetos. So they inspected them one by one before they finally let her and the Cheetos get on the plane. Oh, by the way, it was pythons that were in that bag of snakes. I know you secretly wanted to know. There you go. That is it. That is today's edition of Boneheads and News, brought to you by Disneyland's newest food court.
Now you can be the first to enjoy the new vegan food menu at Disneyland. Chow down with your vegan kids on Tinkerbell Tofu, Cinderella Sprouts, Goofy Granola, Rapunzel Rice Cakes, or how about an Eeyore Eggplant, Mickey Mouse Miso Soup, Captain Hook Hummus, Buzz Lightyear Lentils, Little Mermaid Seaweed Surprise, Pocahontas Pistachios, along with an Enchanted Kingdom Kelp Burger. And remember, wash it down with a delicious Simba Soybean Smoothie.
Yummy.
We'll see you in the shortest line at Disneyland, the new Vegan Food Court.
There you go. That's it for today.
Boneheads in the news.
At 7:15, be right back here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hello, I'm Bobby Mack.
Work, 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 work.
It's never ending, unceasing. Yep, Bob and the Bobettes for 4 hours each weekday, Monday through Friday. Oh, by the way, I almost forgot. We got to deal with the sports pages today. You know, the baseball playoffs are going on. During last night's Tampa Bay Rays win over the Astros, there was a foul ball that was hit into the stands. And it was caught by a fan who happens to be a professional athlete. O.J. Howard, who plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers of the NFL, caught the foul ball.
Guys, remember that foul ball during the last half inning? Of course he has good hands. It's Buccaneers tight end O.J. Howard.
Oh, O.J. Howard, former Alabama tight end?
Yes.
Had a big game in the national championship.
One-handed catch.
Hey, he better catch it.
And everyone's tweeting and texting him. Hey, we saw you on TV, so Jameis Winston would like to see those hands on Sunday for the Bucs.
Yeah, of course, you know, make up your own joke about, you know, the best catch a Bucks player made all year or whatever it may be. Yeah. Well, you know, Pelosi and Adam Bullschiff may be on their dedicated path to try and besmirch the reputation of President Trump with a phony, not really impeachment inquiry. It's not. It's an inquiry. It's not really impeachment. And I'm sure that their base is fired up about that. Oh, yeah, bad orange man. Go get him, all the rest. But the other side of that coin is, and we've talked about this at some length, I can think of no better way to energize Trump supporters than what the Democrats are doing. I mean, setting aside, of course, the lunacy of their platform and things they want to do from a Green New Deal all the way down the line, including, among those energized, thousands of women who plan to show up at the nation's capital on October 17th for the March for Trump. I wonder if the Alphabet newscast networks will even bother to mention this before it happens. Probably not, because you know they want to try and build a crowd. Quote, "We are coming to Washington to support our president, to stand with him through this impeachment charade," said Amy Kramer, Tea Party activist and founder of Women for America First. Now, that is the organization behind the march. "Democrats are trying to subvert the will of the American people and overturn the vote, and people are as mad as hell about it," Kramer said, adding, "It's absolutely a partisan witch hunt, and the American people can see right through it." Trump supporters are taking the effort to remove a duly elected president through a political impeachment process personally. Kramer said, "People see it not just as an attack on the president, but as an attack on us." And I think that's exactly right. The march, coming up October 17th, will begin at 10 a.m. at the U.S. Capitol. Will include marchers visiting lawmakers' offices to express their opposition to impeachment, to show their support for President Trump and his reelection in 2020, and also a push to take back the House. "Congress is there to legislate, not investigate. We have to take that gavel out of Nancy Pelosi's hands." So make a note. That's going to be interesting to see. October 17th, the March for Trump in the nation's capital. Quickly to the phones before we have to go. Renee is along in Greenville. Hi, Renee, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bobby. I have a theory on the whistleblower.
Yeah.
We don't know the gender. Would it be possible that Senor Obama, before he left office, he left the White House bugged? Because it's interesting that the whistleblower says that different people have come to him. And who would all these different people want to confide on this individual? That I don't know. But my theory is that the White House is bugged, and that's how they keep a contact or a line on President Trump.
That's an interesting supposition. Of course, you know, if you go back far enough, President Nixon had the Oval Office bugged himself. Mm-hmm. Ostensibly to record.
Remember they?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, they even bugged the Trump Tower. I mean, that's his house,
right?
So I've been wanting to figure out how to say it, but that's what I believe, unless I'm proven otherwise. I think the place is bugged. So they say all these people came to the whistleblower as mm-hmm. baloney.
Right.
He had to be somebody that everybody trusts. You know what I'm saying? To come and tell him, hey, this is going on.
Right.
But if they have it bugged, and then they just make up somebody, and they're supposedly we're never going to find out who it is.
Yeah, have a kindred spirit, somebody that identifies politically with their ideology, and use that person as the point person for this.
I want to name the whistleblower Mr. Bug.
Well, look, considering everything that's transpired in Washington to this point, Renee, I don't discount anything anymore.
All right. So when you get a chance, talk about Mr. Bug, because I'm very certain that's him. Or Mrs. Bug. We don't know.
Yeah. Could be Ms. Bug.
Thank you. You know,
thank you, Renee. I appreciate the call. Got to wrap things up for today, because the moment has arrived when we have to prepare to head to the underground command post underneath the brick and steel of a nondescript building somewhere. The headquarters, of course, for the great one, Mark Levin. And I will see you back here 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. We'll do it all over again. Hope you have a great hump day evening. And till tomorrow, God bless. Thanks for being along. See you tomorrow.
That's all, folks.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
You say goodbye. What? And I say hello.
Hello. I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
Concludes our broadcast day.
Goodbye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.